KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 32 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Our forecast for today is calling for cloudy to partly cloudy skies, a high around 53. Topping state news, corn has been dethroned as the king of crops, as farmers report they intend to plant more soybeans than corn for the first time in 35 years. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says in its annual prospective planting report released Thursday that farmers intend to plant 89 million acres of soybeans and 88 million acres of corn. The primary reason is profitability. Corn costs more to plant because of required demands for pest and disease control and fertilizer. When the profitability of both crops is close, farmers bet on soybeans for a better return. The only year that soybean acres beat corn in recent memory was in 1983, when the government pushed farmers to plant fewer acres to boost prices in the midst of the nation's worst farm crisis. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Thursday released a report on arrests. On Wednesday, 45-year-old Kimberly Denise Zybig of Griswold was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. She remained held in the Cass County Jail on $25,000 bond. On Monday, 32-year-old Daniel Raymond Jensen of Atlantic was arrested on two district court warrants for probation violation. Jensen remained held in the Cass County Jail yesterday on $10,000 bond. Also arrested Monday was 30-year-old Janae Anderson of Omaha. She was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. Anderson remained held in the Cass County Jail on $10,000 bond. Last week, Cass County deputies arrested 54-year-old Milton Milligan Jr. of Council Bluffs on a warrant for probation violation. He was being held in the jail on $5,000 bond. 21-year-old Skyler James Svoboda of Atlantic was arrested March 12th on a Story County warrant. He was taken into custody and released later that day on $2,000 bond. On March 11th, 28-year-old Cam Jonkey of Lewis was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault first offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. And also on March 11th, 26-year-old Jennifer Renee Avey of Griswold was arrested for public intoxication. She was released later that same day on her own recognizance. On March 10th, Cass County deputies arrested 35-year-old Stephen Michael Scott Beck of Carroll on a warrant for failure to appear in court. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and held until time was served. And we now know which candidates' names will appear on the local races for the June 5th primary ballots in Cass, Adams, and Shelby counties. Here in Cass County, the Board of Supervisors, District 2, two Republicans, Pat McCurdy and Mark T. O'Brien, both of Atlantic, are on the ballot. In District 3 for the Board of Supervisors, Republicans Dana Halder, John Hartkoff, and Linda Tebelman will all be on the ballot. They're all from Atlantic. Cass County Attorney, Republican Michael Don Hooper, an incumbent, is running for the position. Cass County Recorder, incumbent Republican Mary Ward. Cass County Treasurer, incumbent Republican Tracy J. Marshall will also be on the ballot, and they are unopposed. There are no Democrats on the ballot here in Cass County. In Adams County, Republican Doug Burt and Democrat Marty Olive are running for supervisor in District 1. Republican Scott Aiken and Lori Greenlee and Democrats Tony Mullen and Judith Butcher are running for the supervisor in Adams County, District 3. Republican Leland D. Shipley is running for supervisor in District 4. Democrat Nancy Barnes is running for treasurer. Republican Jamie Stargill is running for recorder. Republican Andrew Knuth is running for attorney in Adams County. All those unopposed. In Shelby County, Republican Darren Hake and Democrat incumbent Roger Schmidt, are running for county supervisor. Republican incumbent Carolyn Bloom is unopposed for treasurer. And incumbent recorder Geraldine Gere is up for re-election, as is Democrat Marcus Gross for the attorney's position in Shelby County. And in Pottawatomie County, there are eight candidates running for three seats on the Board of Supervisors. Republican Scott Belt, Lynn Grobe, Adam Hauser, Justin Schultz, Mary Stanley, and Democrats Glenn Hurst, Francis Parr, as well as Marshall Filger. Republican Matthew Wilbur is running unopposed for Pott County attorney. Also, Republican Mark Brandenburg is running unopposed for recorder, and Republican Leah Voss is unopposed for treasurer in Pottawatomie County. And the stage is set for the June 5th primary election as well in Audubon County. According to the Audubon County Auditor's Office, these persons met the March 28th filing deadline to have their names on the ballot with the appropriate number of nomination petitions. Republicans Dwayne Deist, Gene Hinners, and Gary Van Ernum are vying for a seat on the County Board of Supervisors, along with Democrat Dwight Jessen. Republican Sarah Jennings is unopposed for Audubon County Attorney. Democrat Miranda Bills and the Democrat Debbie Campbell are unopposed for the County Recorder and Treasurer's positions, respectively. A Council Bluffs man being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail was served with a warrant out of Nebraska Wednesday for being a fugitive from justice. The warrant was served upon 31-year-old Frank B. Cates of Council Bluffs. Cates acknowledged the warrant and was returned to the custody of jail staff. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 24-year-old Shiloh J. Major of Red Oak was arrested at around 2:45 p.m. Wednesday. Major was taken into custody on a warrant for harassment by communication. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, 10 Iowans were recently among the 200 craft trainees and apprentices from across the country that traveled to Long Beach, California to compete in the annual National Craft Championship Competition hosted by Associated Builders and Contractors, or ABC, and ABC of Iowa's apprentices found success in California. Six apprentices received national recognition for their efforts and three won safety awards, highlighting the correct utilization of personal protective equipment, safe handling of tools and equipment, and maintaining a safe work environment. Included among the winners who brought home medals was Michael Jensen from Camlin Mechanical Incorporated here in Atlantic, who placed first in the HVAC, or heating, ventilation, and air condition system competition. And Jenny Schindler, ABC of Iowa's Vice President in Education and Training Services, said the apprentices represent the best of the best in their field, and she says they're incredibly proud of the superior knowledge, focus, hard work, and safety skills displayed by Iowa apprentices at the National Craft Championships. Overall, there were 15 competition and 12 crafts. Each competition consisted of a written exam and a practical performance test, testing apprentices' skills during a six-hour project. Prizes were awarded to the top three finishers in each craft. And employers with drug and alcohol policies in Iowa and transportation businesses under federal safety regulations who require employees to be drug and alcohol tested are being offered courses in Atlantic and Red Oak. The training, which is required under the Iowa Code, serves to ensure a safe working environment and continuous safe operations. In both communities, the sessions are for supervisors, HR personnel, safety personnel, crew leaders, business owners, designated employee reps, and anyone needing a refresher course. Certificates of completion are issued upon the successful conclusion of the course. In Atlantic, the supervisor training session will be held April 12th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at Iowa Western Community College, room 105. The check-in is at 1:15 p.m. on that date. And in Red Oak, the session will take place April 12th also from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Red Oak Community College, room 111. Check-in time there is 8:30. Presenters include Zion Recovery Assistant Director Richard Mullen, IADC for Southwest Iowa, and Priscilla Franken, ADC Services in Ames. There is a charge of $25 per person, registration in advance with ADCI Incorporated at mchsi.com by April 10th. More information can be found under the same story on the news page at kjan.com. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.